about faith above reason. Number 88, by Baal HaSulam. Everything that appears to our eyes is but what the Creator wants us to attain the way we do. Since they are ways by which to achieve the complete goal. Yet it is not simple to merit adhesion with the Creator. It requires great effort and exertion to acquire the sensation and feeling of delight and pleasure. Before this, one must justify providence, believe above reason that the Creator behaves with the creatures in a manner of good and doing good, and say, they have eyes, but they see not. Our sages said, Chavakuk came and ascribed them to one. As it is written, the righteous shall live by his faith. It means that one need not engage in details, but concentrate his entire work on a single point, a rule, which is faith in the Creator. This is what he should pray for, meaning for the Creator to help him to be able to go with faith above reason. Again, 88. Everything that appears to our eyes is but what the Creator wants us to attain the way we do. Since they are ways by which to achieve the complete goal. Yet, it is not so simple to merit adhesion with the Creator. It requires great effort and exertion to acquire the sensation and feeling of delight and pleasure. Before this, one must justify providence, believe above reason that the Creator behaves with the creatures in a manner of the good, that doing good, and say they have eyes, but they see not. Our sages said, Chavakuk came and ascribed them to one. As it is written, the righteous shall live by his faith. It means that one need not engage in details, but concentrate his entire work on a single point, a rule, which is faith in the Creator. This is what he should pray for, meaning for the Creator to help him to be able to go with faith above reason.
So, all in all, through the environment that it nullifies towards, which appears to us while the Creator doesn't, through that, through the environment, to bestow contentment to the Creator. That's our whole work. PT
35.
How do I scrutinize during the day that I really justify the providence in every moment?
How you scrutinize it is how you scrutinize it. Who else can say? To the extent that you agree and with the Creator and thank Him for where you are. When you feel that you're connected with the friends and you're happy about that state and you're thankful to the Creator.
Thank you.
Michal, what?
We always work in annulment towards the friends, trying to bestow and connect, but sometimes it seems like we're in outer space. There's no direction, we don't know how to go.
Go all the way to the center of connection between us and discover the Creator there.
But sometimes it feels that it's concealed, so...
So it's a sign that we haven't searched correctly.
What's the right way to search?
Where is he hidden? Where is he hidden? Try to discuss among you, where is the Creator hidden?
89. Bala Sulam. By the torment one feels, he is compelled to slander. Hence, when he asks of the Creator to impart him the power of faith and to be rewarded with the quality of the good and doing good, it is not because he wants to receive good so as to delight himself. Rather, it is so he will not slander. This is what pains him. For himself, he wants to believe above reason that the Creator leads the world in a manner of the good and doing good. And he wants his faith to settle in the sensation as though it is within reason. Therefore, when he practices Torah and mitzvot, he wants to extend the light of the Creator, not for his own benefit, but since he cannot bear not being able to justify his guidance, that it is a manner of good and doing good. It pains him that he desecrates the name of the Creator, whose name is the good who does good, and his body claims otherwise. This is all that pains him, since by being in a state of separation, he cannot justify his guidance. This is considered hating the state of separation. And when he feels the suffering, the Creator hears his prayer, brings him near him, and he is rewarded with dvikut.
No, okay. And read 90 as well.
90 by the Rabash. One must believe in the sages who said, man must say, if I am not for me, who is for me? In other words, a person must toil and achieve the goal by himself. When he sees that he cannot overcome and exert, he must believe that the prayer helps. As it is written, for you hear the prayer of every mouth. Although he sees no change when he prays for the Creator to help him, thus here too, there is a matter of above reason. However, the general order is to begin with faith, then labor, and then prayer. It follows that the most important is faith. Since with it he must work in everything we do. That is, the basis of all the vessels with which one works in faith. This is why the light that is revealed is called light of faith. After the vessel, this vessel is built on the basis of faith in the sages and the faith in the Creator, as it is written, and they believed in the Lord and in his servant Moses.
This is a bit convoluted, but that doesn't matter. Most important is those, the other two, 88 and 89. We should review them again during the day. And for now,
we have an announcement about tomorrow's afternoon lesson. On Saturday afternoon, part of the lesson will be answering questions in Faith Above Reason, relating to different states in life, like our work, dissemination. So we're asking friends to send questions to boardworldkli@gmail.com on that topic of Faith Above Reason, relating to different states in life. We'll go over those questions tomorrow in the afternoon lesson. Today's schedule at 9:30 to 10, the show Something Like That with the Love. Tomorrow, preparation at 2:40, at 3 the daily Kabbalah lesson, and then at 1:40 p.m. we have a preparation to the afternoon lesson, and 2 to 4 afternoon lesson with the Rav will end with a song.
The highs and the lows, I call on my friends to show me the way to rise from below. En la elevación sentiré ya la luz, mis amigos vendrán, junto a mí subirán por encima del yo. Each step that we take, all that we reign, we're rising high above ourselves towards the light that never ends. We will rise above ourselves. Each step that we take, each wall that we reign, we're rising high above ourselves towards the light that never ends. We will rise above ourselves. Врата, и благая мечта нас влекла за собой.